I remember I was in Fort Point, Louisiana. And these guys, I want to be with the crowd. And so we all went down to the PX and all the different places. We bought us some beer. And knowing I couldn't stand that taste and smell like a horse pee. And I don't know how I was crazy enough to drink it. Trying to be with the crowd, you understand? I got skunk drunk. Did some stuff I didn't even know I did. All I know is a bunch of water in the floor by my bed. And what was I doing? I was allowing the flesh to dominate me and knowing that I was not raised that way, that's number one. As a born-again believer, I shouldn't live that way. Amen. So when I was able to come to myself after some years, because I ran to another buddy, and he said, what you need to do? Because I got skunk drunk. You know, when you don't drink, it don't take much to get you drunk. But if you keep on drinking, it take more. He said, what you need to do is get you another one drinking. I got that stupid beer. And I got it up to my nose. Ah, man, I can't drink that slop. For the beer drinker, go ahead and drink it. But I can't drink it. I really have a glass of water. So I don't know how I got on that, but here we go. Undermine. Satan comes to undermine your faith. See, it undermined by the fact that he and Sarah were incapable of conceiving a child. Let's go to the next verse. Say it again. He never stopped. Say this. I will never stop. I will never stop. I will never stop. I don't care what come or go. I will never stop. He never stopped believing God's promise. Can I throw one at you? Give me Hebrews 13, 5, and 6. And we're coming right back there, too. I stopped right in the middle of that verse. Hebrews 13, 5, and 6. He will never stop. Let your conversation, that mean your lifestyle, manner of life, be without what? Covetousness. And be content with such things as ye have. For he has said, who has said? God. I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. Keep going. So that we may boldly say, the Lord is who? My helper. And I will not fear what man shall do unto me. I will not fear what demons try to do unto me. I will not fear. Because I know who is my helper. I know who he is. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Now give me, thank you, Lord. Give me John 16:33. I think this. Just the Gospel of John 16:33. We're coming back to the verse we just left. 23. These things have I spoken unto you, that you may have what? Peace. In the world, you shall have what? But do what? Be of what? Be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. So what is that to threaten me? What is that to make me back away from the word of God? The world has been conquered by the one that I'm with. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah.
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 Now give me Romans 4:23-22. Give it back to me. That was in the Passion. I believe I was. I will never stop believing God. That's 20. It's 20, 21 and 2. Okay. These things, oh, they're still up there. I'll get moving. He never stopped. Give me back up to 20. Yeah, give me 20. Yeah, there we go. He never stopped believing God's promise. For he was made strong in his faith to father a child. And because he was mighty in faith, keep going, and convinced that God had all the power needed to fulfill his promises. Are you convinced today that God got all the power you need for him to fulfill his promises to you? That you don't have to go out there and do something foolish and let the devil rob you. See, people die. You don't know if I know you read the, I know you hear the news and all that kind of stuff. You know why all those school shooting, they're talking about we need the gun control. No, you need people to get born again. A gun won't kill nobody. It's the idiot that got it in the hand. A gun ain't gonna do them, but lay right there. Come on. But we're gonna make all these big issues. Amen. And try to eliminate this good gospel. And he said, convinced that God had all the power he needed, power to fulfill his promises. Abraham glorified God. And see, you need to start glorifying God. Everything as a young person, everything I need in life, God got all the power to fulfill it. I'm going to glorify him. Woo! And you know what? Most young people, I don't know where it will miss, but most young people is almost ashamed to raise their hand in church. But you get them out in the crowd, you can't hardly hear the other person out there. But when you get here where you have an opportunity to express your gratitude and appreciation to God, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I said hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I said hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory be to God. Glory be to God. And Abraham did what? He glorified God. Hallelujah.
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 He glorified God. I'm going to close with this one. Romans 5:15. I got this in the New King James. Can y'all give it to me in the New King James? I'm working y'all this morning. New King James. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Ooh, I wish I could just go and preach this tonight, but I'm going to cut off here. Hallelujah. But the free gift is not like the offense. See, it was by grace that it might be what? A gift, free gift.